阿们。哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
Hallelujah, name of Jesus Christ, let us begin our Sabbath morning worship.
好，我们请一起唱诗六十八首。
Let us sing hymn 68. And so that this Sabbath can be edifying and truly useful for our spirituality. Let us pray together.
Hallelujah, 各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all brothers and sisters.
感谢主赐恩典啊，安息圣日，我们一同聚集来继续学习查考圣经。
By God's grace, thankfully we have this Sabbath to study Bible together.
今天也是神所特别赐福的日子。
This is also the day blessed by the Lord.
是我们能够在今天能够放下我们世界上的工作，放下我们世界上的压力。
That we might lay aside the work and the burdens of this life for a day.
来到神的家中来得享身心的安息。
And the Holy Sabbath come to the Lord's temple to receive peace in body and soul.
我们今天早上呢，要以约翰一书第三章来做彼此学习的内容。
Today, let us take 1 John chapter 3 as a mutual encouragement.
我们请翻到约翰一书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
约翰一书第三章第十一节。
First John chapter 3 verse 11。
十一节，我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。十二节。
12。
不可像该隐，他是属于那恶者的，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，弟兄的行为是善的。十三节。
13。
弟兄们世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
14。
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得已经是出死入生了。没有爱心的，仍住在死中。15。凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。这个是使徒约翰 老约翰啊，在年纪老迈的时候所写的约翰一书哦。
This is the elderly John, the apostle John, who wrote this book we just read.
这个约翰一书啊，也被称为爱的书信啊。
This book is also called the book of love.
那个 echo 调低一点哦。啊，也称为爱的书信。
And this is called, denominated sometimes the book of love.
啊，所以因为在约翰一书里面啊，我们看到的都是啊，约翰。对世人啊，对信徒啊，在讲到神的慈爱哦。
The reason being is that in this book we see the mercy of God shown to mankind.
啊，同时也一旦的强调我们弟兄姐妹，我们信徒当中必须要彼此相爱。
And also it is emphasized the notion that we should love each other as brothers and sisters.
哦，所以这个使徒约翰呢、啊，也被称为爱的使徒啊。
As such, the apostle John is called the apostle of love.
啊，因为他不断的强调啊，一个基督徒啊，一定要有爱心，一定要一定要彼此相爱。
Because he constantly emphasizes the idea that we need to love each other.
我们在基督教里面也不断强调爱的重要性。
In Christianity, the importance of love is emphasized again and again.
啊，当然，所以啊，我们不断的讲啊，基督教就是一个爱的宗教啊，不断强调爱的信仰。
Therefore, we say that Christianity is a religion of love.
那但是我们知道在这里啊。啊，约翰啊，虽然讲爱啊、哦、
，So we know that although John talks about love in this book，
但是其实以前的约翰不是这个样子的、
啊。The John that was before wasn't like this。
我们来看一下马可福音的第三章啊、哦。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 3。
马可福音的第三章。
Mark chapter 3。
马可福音第三章的第十。十六节
Mark chapter 3 verse 16
马可福音第三章十六节这里说
16
这十二个人中有西门耶稣给他取名叫彼得十七节
17
还有西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰又给这两个人起名叫伴尼奇就是雷子的意思好那这里说啊，约翰以前有一个名字啊。
Here we're taught about a nickname that John used to have.
约翰以前呢、啊，人家叫他叫伴尼奇呀、啊。
He used to be called Boanerges.
啊，什么叫做伴尼奇
？What does this mean？
啊，就是雷子啊。
It means the son of thunder.
哇，就是、啊、哇，走到哪好像在打雷闪电一样啊。
So whenever he goes, it is like thunder striking.
不是行神迹啊。
And this doesn't refer to a miracle.
啊，不是说哇，他叫。闪电从天上下来，不是啊。
It is not that he called upon the thunder from the heavens.
而是说他脾气非常的坏啊。
But rather that he had a temper like that of thunder.
哦，所以啊，哇，走到哪里就很容易生气啊。
So wherever he went, he would let his wrath loose.
所以耶稣叫他雷子啊。
Therefore Jesus called him the son of thunder.
哦，走到哪里都会生气哦。
Wherever he goes, he displays anger.
看到哪里都看到什么事情都会生气啊。
No matter he sees, his anger is aroused.
啊，所以以前的约翰叫做雷子啊。
So the John of old was called the son of thunder.
啊，但是当他老了以后呢
？But when he became elderly,
他被称为爱的使徒啊。
He was called the apostle of love.
啊，这个就是约翰的进步哦。
This is the progression we see in John.
我们今天很多人来信耶稣。
Today many of us come to believe in the Lord.
我们来信一开始来接触信仰的时候
，And when we first come into contact with the faith,
每个人都有自己的个性啊。
We all have our own personality.
有人脾气不好
，Some are more rash.
有人讲话很刻薄
，Some people speak very directly.
有人对人态度很恶劣
，Some people are very fierce towards each other.
有人总是喜欢贪小便宜欺负人。
Yet others like to oppress others and take advantage of others.
哦，所以啊，我们当我们一开始接触信仰的时候
，So when we come into contact with the faith，
我们可能各自的个性都有一些问题。
It might be that we have several flaws in our personality.
哦，说不定你就是一个半尼奇呀。
And maybe you are half Boanerges.
啊，跟谁都会起冲突。
Because you have conflicts with everyone you see.
跟谁都非常容易吵架。
You can fight with anyone that comes across your path.
看什么都不顺眼。
And whatever comes before your eyes, it is somehow not good.
就像约翰一样哦。
Just like it happened with John.
啊，但是随着信仰的时间越来越长。
But then as the faith progresses with time.
即是随着你这个灵修的功夫越来越好。
As we spend more time in cultivating our spirituality,
我们要像约翰啊。
We should become like John.
从半尼奇成为一个爱的使徒。
From becoming a Boanerges to becoming an apostle of love.
从一个坏脾气变成温柔善良。
From becoming fierce and strong to becoming very gentle and humble.
哦，就像约翰啊，到最后成为一个爱的使徒哦。
And then become an apostle of love like John did.
哦，所以我们今天要问问自己啊。
So let us ask ourselves today.
我们今天要看看自己的行为啊。
Let us take a hard look at our own deeds.
我们信主信了这么多年啊。
Have been believed for so long in the Lord.
我过去跟现在有什么不同？
Have I changed in anything comparing myself from present to past?
有没有长进？
Have I seen any growth?
有没有变好？
Have I seen any improvement?
有没有越来越像耶稣？
Is there any more likeness to the Lord?
因为约翰是不断的进步的啊。
John constantly improved himself.
即使他已经信耶稣了。
Although he already believed in the Lord,
即使他已经被选召做十二使徒，
although he was already chosen as one of the 12,
即使他有机会跟随主，
and even he having the opportunity to follow the Lord,
但是他仍然不断的在成长，
still he continued to improve himself.
所以我们有在成长吗？
Have we improved?
我们要问问自己啊。
Let us ask ourselves the question.
我们看回来约翰一书啊。
Let us return to 1 John.
约翰一书的第三章。
First John chapter 3.
啊，在这里告诉我们啊，约翰不断的强调这个彼此相爱的重要。
Here again, John emphasizes and repeats the notion of loving each other.
他说：“你们应当彼此相爱，这是你们从起初所听见的命令啊。”
He says, "Love each other, for this is the message you received in the beginning."
他说：“这个是你们一开始就知道的啊。”
This is something that you know from the get-go.
必须要彼此相爱。
Love each other.
为什么说这是从起初就听到的呢？
Why is it said that it's a message received in the beginning?
因为这个在旧约里面就已经讲过了啊。
Because this concept is already mentioned in the Old Testament.
啊，在马拉基书里面。在马拉基书里面特别讲哦。
In the book of Malachi, we are told.
他说你们应当彼此相爱啊。
Love one another.
所以我们一直觉得啊，旧约讲律法。
So we feel that the Old Testament is concerned with the law.
新约讲慈爱。
And the New Testament emphasizes the notion of mercy.
是不是我们常常有这样的观念
？Do we have this divisive idea of the Bible?
旧约就是律法。
The Old Testament equals the law.
新约就是讲慈爱。
And the New Testament equals mercy and grace.
所以其实不是这个样子的。
But it is not like so.
其实呢，彼此相爱的道理从旧约就开始的啦。
The idea and the concept of loving each other starts from the Old Testament.
从摩西的时代就要讲彼此相爱啊。
From the time of Moses, this idea is already manifested.
在旧约的时候啊。
In the Old Testament.
如果你种田。
If you had a lot of land.
你是种田，你要收割的时候啊。
You sow the land, and when it comes the time for harvest.
你收割啊，那个割下来的稻麦，你把它一捆这样卷起来，拿起来的时候啊。
When you grab the whole a bundle of wheat.
那个掉在地上的不可以再回去捡哦。
The little that falls on the ground, you cannot bend down and pick it up again.
什么意思啊？
Why so?
就像今天你早上啊去买早餐的时候啊。
It is like comparing if you go get breakfast in the morning today.
你今天早上去买早餐啊，结果找了一些零钱，哐啷掉在地上啊。
So when you pay, you receive change and coins suddenly fall on the floor.
不可以回去捡哦。
You cannot bend down and pick them up.
你那个掏钱口袋这样一拉出来，零钱掉地上，不可以回去捡哦。
If when you put your hand in your pocket and take it out, and out of your pocket falls money, you cannot pick it up again from the floor.
以前的旧约神的规定是这样子的啊。
This is what God established in the New Testament back then.
拿起来以后掉下去的，不可以再回去捡啊。
What is taken up and falls cannot be taken up again.
为什么不可以回去捡
？Why so?
因为有一些贫穷人就可以靠你这样子得生活。
Because by then there are the poor and the needy that can sustain the life through you.
你在收割的时候哦。
When you are harvesting the land.
一块田地的四个角落不可以割啊。
You cannot harvest the four corners of your lot of land.
为什么不可以割
？Why not?
这不是你的吗
？Isn't this lot your possession?
神说不可以割哦。
The Lord says you cannot harvest the four corners.
因为你当中有些孤儿寡妇、贫穷人啊，你那个要留给他们。
Because among you there are orphans and widows.That need you to sustain themselves.
所以从旧约啊就在讲爱啦。
So in the Old Testament, we already see the presence of love.
所以我们不要搞错哦。
So let us not be mistaken.
我们有时候会有一个错误的观念。
Sometimes we have the wrong idea altogether.
旧约讲律法，严厉。
The Old Testament is about strict laws.
新约讲爱心啊，讲慈爱哈。自由。
The New Testament is about love, mercy, and freedom.
其实不对的哈。
But this is not right.
旧约也讲律法。
The Old Testament is about the law.
也讲慈爱。
But also about mercy.
但是新约呢，讲慈爱。
The New Testament is about mercy.
却也讲律法哦。
But also about the law.
我们有时候是我们常觉得自己是活在新约的人啊。
Sometimes we feel that we live in the New Testament.
所以信耶稣，我们什么都不知道，只知道爱呀，爱呀，爱呀。
So as such, we think that we only need to know about love when it comes to Jesus.
哇，只要行善事就好啦。
If we do good deeds and show charity, then that is good enough.
只要说我爱神就好啦。
If we say that we love God, then that is sufficient.
圣经上不是这样讲的。
But the Bible doesn't say this.
在约翰福音里面啊，主耶稣说哦
，In the Gospel of John, Jesus says，
说爱我的守诫命啊。
Those who love me shall keep my commandments.
哦，所以新约讲守诫命啊。
Therefore, the New Testament has the idea of keeping the commandments.
约翰一书也是一样啊。
And First John is no different.
约翰一书说啊，爱神的必守神的诫命啊。
First John says, those who love God will keep God's commands.
哦，所以我们今天呢，不要被世界上这个错误的观念所误导了。
So let us watch and not be misguided by the wrong notions of this world.
是的，新约讲爱。
It is true that the New Testament emphasizes love.
新约讲爱神。
It talks about the love to God.
但是请问什么叫爱神？
But what is the love to God?
我们这个时候啊，只知道讲爱，却不知道什么叫爱神啊。
Sometimes we know what love is, but we don't know how to love God.
我们常讲哦，讲爱，但是不知道爱是什么意思啊。
We talk, we mention the word love, not knowing what it really means.
哦，我们觉得啊，哇，拿点钱给慈善事业。拿点钱给路边可怜人就是爱啦。
We feel that giving money to a homeless person or to charity, that is love.
圣经里不讲这种爱的。
But in the Bible, that is not the definition of love.
圣经里面什么叫爱神？
How do we define love from the Bible?
圣经里面说爱神就是什么？守诫命，你要听话。
The definition to love God is to obey the commandments.
就是听圣经的话啊。
To heed the teachings of the Bible.
听主耶稣的教导啊。
To listen to the Lord's teachings.
那你说你很爱神。
You say that you love God.
可是你从来不听圣经的话。
But never ever do you listen to the word of the Bible.
这种爱是假的。
This love then is not real.
所以有时候我们遇到一些啊，不同教派的信徒，不同教派的基督徒啊。
Sometimes when we converse with other Christians from other denominations.
哇，他们真的很有爱心啊。
We see that they have love.
哇，钱拿出来捐给慈善事业啊。
Empty their pockets for the sake of charity.
常常去发那个食物给 homeless 啊。
And they go and feed the homeless.
觉得说哇，你看这样子真是有爱心的人呐。
And look at such great love.
但是你问他们啊，圣经里面神说要遵守的事情。
But then when you ask them, what does the Bible say we should keep?
他说哎呀，这个我不喜欢，我不接受啊。
That we should the things we should do, and they say, oh, that I don't like, I don't accept.
这个没有关系的，不做没有关系的，耶稣爱我啊。
And they say it doesn't matter, for God loves me.
哦，变成这种啊，就用只要说耶稣爱我啊，犯罪没有关系啊。
It seems that the banner of saying Jesus loves me means that we can sin as much as we want.
这个不是真的爱心啊。
But this is not true love.
所以啊，真正的爱心是什么？
What is then true love?
是要爱神。
It is to love God.
什么叫爱神？
What is to love God?
就是叫守诫命。
It is to obey the commandments.
所以啊，这个爱啊，是从起初神所吩咐的命令啊。
This love is a commandment that God set forth from the beginning.
也是我们一定要去遵守的。
And it's also something we must keep.
不是一个选择。
It is not a choice.
不是一个建议。
It is not a recommendation.
而是你必须要做的。
But an obligation we should meet.
接下来说不要像该隐啊。
It says that in verse 12, do not be like Cain.
他想说不要像该隐啊。
Don't be like Cain.
该隐是谁？
Who is Cain?
该隐是人类的第一个孩子啊。
Cain is the first son of mankind.
是亚当夏娃的长子。
He is the firstborn of Adam and Eve.
该隐这个啊，哇，该隐这个世界的第一个长子啊。
So he is the firstborn in the world.
但是却杀了他的亲兄弟啊。
But still what he did was to kill his own brother.
他成为世界上第一个的杀人犯。
He became the first murderer in the history of the world.
同时也成为第一个谋杀自己兄弟的人啊。
At the same time, became the first one to assassin his own brother.
神说啊，你要，所以在这里啊，约翰说啊，你要彼此相爱啊。
John says, love one another.
这第一个就是你不能像该隐啊。
And the first step is not to be like Cain.
你像该隐啊，你就不是彼此相爱啦。
Because you follow in Cain's steps, then you are not loving your neighbor.
该隐为什么会杀他的兄弟？
Why did Cain murder his younger brother?
两个原因啊。
There are two reasons.
第一个原因是嫉妒啊。
The first is jealousy.
那他们两个一起去献祭啊。
Or rather envy, when they sacrifice together.
该隐跟亚伯一起去献祭啊。
When Cain and Abel went together to sacrifice before God.
一同献祭。不同结果。
They both of them sacrificed, but the outcome was different in each case.
神喜欢亚伯的献祭，神不喜欢该隐啊。
God rejoiced over Abel's offering, but not over that of Cain.
结果该隐不检讨自己啊。
So Cain didn't examine himself.
反而把他的兄弟杀掉了。
But rather killed his own brother.
为什么？
Why?
嫉妒啊
，because of envy。
所以当一个人嫉妒自己的兄弟姐妹啊
，when we envy our own brothers and sisters。
当一个人嫉妒自己的同工同龄啊
，when we envy our own brethren, our own co-workers in the holy work。
你就像该隐啊
，then we have become like Cain。
在教会里面啊，每个人的恩赐各有不同。
In church there is diversity of gifts。
神在不同的时候需要不同的人来做工。
And under different times, God needs different workers to carry out His will。
因此在不同的时候。 会有不同的工人被选出来。
As such, there'll be different chosen workers at different times.
不管是负责人
，be board members，
或者是宗教教育的老师
，or RE teachers，
神在不同的时候会安排不同的工人啊。
At different times, God will have different workers work for Him.
哦，所以很自然的，这个就有人上来，有人下去。
So naturally, there are those who rise and those who slowly regress from the ranks of holy work.
哦，如果你没有被选到
，if you have not been selected。
选举的时候你没有被选到
，Maybe during an election you have not been chosen。
这个时候你要看看，哎，我的心态是什么
？Then you should think of what is the state of your heart。
有人是哎呀，感谢主，终于可以休息一下。
Some people say thank God, now I can take a breather。
有人是你们没有选我，好，给我记住了哈，看我看是谁没有选我。
I'll say you didn't choose me, now wait and see what happens to you。
然后看到那个新被选上的人啊
，And when they see the newly elected members，
懂什么
？They say what do they know？
我这个老经验
I'm the senior one, the experienced one.
你居然不选我
Why don't you choose me for the task?
所以以后啊，如果人家来找你帮忙啊
So when someone asks you for help later on
不帮忙
You decline it
我扯后腿
You try to make give the other ones a hard time
还找麻烦
And also cause trouble to them
这个就是什么这个、就是该隐的心啊
This is the heart of Cain
该隐的心就是嫉妒别人啊
Which is to be envious of others
所以我们今天如果看觉得别人比我们好
If today we see and we acknowledge that others are better than us
你有两个选择啊
Then we have two paths we can take
你看到别人比我们好
The first one we see others better than us
感谢主我要学他
We thank the Lord and take them as our example
我要跟他一样进步服侍神
We think to ourselves I want to become like them to serve God in their way
但是你也可以有第二个选择
But you also have the second path
好好好你比我好没关系
Which is that it's okay if you're better than me
看我怎么样整你
Because see what, how I deal with you
所以啊这个你可以决定你要像该隐还是不要像该隐啊
So you have the choice before you whether you want to be like Cain or not
如果你会嫉妒别人哦
If you are envious of others
在这里说啊该隐还有另外一个问题啊
Now we are also told about another problem we see in Cain
这里说他杀了他的兄弟哦
It says here that he murdered his brother
为什么杀他
What was the cause for this murder
我们仔细看这里写哦
Let us carefully examine this verse
他说为什么杀他呢
Why did he murder him
因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
Because his works were evil and his brothers were righteous.
这是一个很奇怪的解释哦。
This is a very strange explanation.
我们有时候觉得啊，该隐杀亚伯就是因为嫉妒嘛。
Sometimes we feel that the sole reason that Abel was murdered was because Cain was envious.
圣经不是这样讲哦。
But the Bible doesn't say that.
圣经说还有另外一个原因。
It also mentions an additional reason.
他说因为自己是恶的。弟兄是善的。
It is because he was evil, but his brother was actually righteous.
为什么因为这样要杀他的兄弟呢
？And what does this have to do with the murder itself?
人性有时候就是这样子啊。
Human nature, a lot of times is like this.
自己不好
，if we are bad ourselves，
也不喜欢别人好哦。
We don't like others to be better or good.
我们有时候在学校里会看到有一种现象哦。
In school, we see several phenomena.
我以前在学校的时候，常常会有同学找我出去玩。
When I was in school, people will will invite me to go with them to hang out.
尤其是考试的时候哦。
Especially during exam time.
那些自己不读书的哦。
Those who didn't like to study during the reading period.
看到别人在读书，心里就很不舒服啊。
And they didn't feel comfortable if they saw others studying.
就跑来啊，读什么书啊？走啦走啦，一起出去啦。
They came to me saying, "Why do you study so much? Let's go have some fun."
哎呀，没有问题啦，哎呀，没有关系，我们通通都没有读啊。
You're overstudying. It's okay. We don't study anything, and we're fine.
有些时候人就是这样子啊。
And sometimes people are like this.
自己不好，也不愿意别人好哦。
Some people are not good, but don't want others to be good either.
自己会当掉，巴不得全班全部一起当掉啊。
If they're going to fail, they'd rather drag everyone to sink with them.
所以啊，这个他说啊，该隐自己行为是恶的。
The Bible says that Cain was evil.
所以他看到那个好的就刺眼啊，不舒服啊。
So when he saw the righteous, he didn't see it as good.
好，我们看一下约翰福音第三章哦。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音的第三章
John chapter 3
约翰福音第三章的第十九节
John chapter 3 verse 19
三章十九节
Chapter 3 verse 19
光来到世间，世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。20节。凡作恶的便恨光，不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。好，那这里说一个人不喜欢光啊。
It says here that some people don't like the light.
今天如果你在一个黑的房间，很暗很暗的房间里面
If today you are in a totally dark room.
哇，很暗很暗，那你在那房间很久了。
And it is pitch black, and you are confined there for a long period of time.
结果有人进来，突然一开灯。
And someone suddenly lets the light open.
你有什么感觉？
What is your reaction?
很刺眼啊，见光死啊。
It is a very harmful and sharp to the eye.
所以你赶快把眼睛遮起来
So you cover your eyes to protect.
所以人就是这样子啊。
This is how people are.
人如果自己活在黑暗当中
If we live in the midst of darkness.
不喜欢看到光亮
We don't like to see the light.
太刺眼啊。
Because it is harmful to our eyes.
就像一个人自己的行为不好
It is like a person that doesn't have good deeds.
他有时候看到有些人很追求行为很好就会讲一些风凉话
And when they see people pursue the faith and have good deeds, they speak things that aren't edifying.
这么这假属灵。
They say, oh, that person's piety is fake.
好啦，就你最认真啦。
Saying, oh, okay, you are the most pious in the world.
好啦，你最棒，可不可以？
You are the best. Is that good enough for you?
讲一些那种听了以后让人家很刺耳的话。
They say these things that cause much harshness when people hear them.
为什么？
My.
因为自己活在黑暗里面眼睛不想看见光
Because they themselves live in darkness and cannot stand the light.
所以这个世界上人就是这样子
In this world, people are just like this.
这就是为什么该隐会杀了他的兄弟
This is why Cain murdered his brother.
所以我们今天也要看看自己
So today, let us examine ourselves.
我们是不是那个怕见光的人
Are we those who are afraid to see the light?
因为自己不好，所以不愿意别人好。
Because we are no good, we want others not to be good either.
在但以理书里面有一个很有趣的记载
In Daniel, there is a very interesting recording.
在但以理书里面说有一次一个国王盖了一座金像
The book of Daniel mentions that there was a king who built a great statue of gold.
他叫大家都要拜
It was an image, and he asked people to bow down and worship to this image.
结果那个国王就说好啊，来叫所有的大官员大臣全部一起来拜
The king then called upon his officials so that they could worship his image.
整个帝国里面这官员大概成百上千人
In this empire, there were millions of people.
结果在这官做官的大概有几百人几千人几百人
I'm sorry, in the whole kingdom, there were thousands or hundreds of officials.
结果大家一起来拜
So people came to adore this image.
有三个人没有拜
But three of them refrained from doing so.
就是但以理的三个朋友
They were the three friends of Daniel.
结果他们没有拜。
So they did not worship and bow down to the
image. 马上就有人去给国王打小报告
And some people immediately told the king the news.
国王，你看那三个人没有拜
Saying, "O great king, look at these three, for they have not worshipped your image."
人就是这样子
This is how men are.
喜欢把别人一起拖下水
They like to drag others down with them.
还有一个很奇怪的记载
There's also a very strange recording in the Bible.
在以斯帖记里面
Which is in the book of Esther.
我们看一下以斯帖记
Let us turn to Esther. Esther
的第以斯帖记的第三章
Esther chapter 3
以斯帖记的第三章
Esther chapter 3
第三节
Verse 3
以斯帖记的第三章第三节
Esther chapter 3 verse 3
在朝门的臣仆问莫迪改说你为何违背王的命令呢？第四节，
Four.
他们天天劝他，他还是不听。他们就告诉哈曼，要看莫迪改的事，站得住，站不住，因为他已经告诉他们自己是犹太人了哈。那这里是一个很奇怪的记载
It's a rather unusual recording in the Bible.
你说这个莫迪改他的那些同事真的很无聊
We feel that maybe Mordecai and his fellow workers had nothing to do.
那为什么他明明他有人不拜就没有跪就没有跪嘛
？So some people happen to know how to bow down to him, and that should be it.
他们还特别去。 告诉哈曼啊。
But they went to tell Haman that such person wasn't bowing down to him.
为什么要特别告诉哈曼？
Why did they tell Haman about it?
没有什么特别原因呢？
No particular reason.
只想看看说啊，他会不会死啊
？They only wanted to see whether he would die or not.
哦，只是看他站不站得住而已啊。
See whether Mordecai could stand.
为什么
？Why?
人性就是这样。
Because of human nature, that's how people are.
我跪你不跪，我就看不过去啦。
If I bow down but you don't, then I feel uncomfortable.
我就要让你死啊。
Then I seek your death.
给你打小报告啊。
And I will speak behind your back.
看你有多厉害啊。
See how powerful you are.
哦，所以啊，人就是这样啊。
This is how people.
这是人的天。
This is how people are born with this nature.
活在黑暗中的就不爱看到光啊。
Those who live in the darkness do not like the sight of light.
哦，这就是该隐为什么把他的兄弟杀掉。
And this is why Cain murdered his brother.
自己不好。
Because he was evil.
自己的行为不好，不改变。
His deeds were not good and he didn't want to change.
最好的方法就是啊，把那个灯掐掉，把那个光关掉啊。
And the best method to solve this was to quench out the light.
就看不到自己不好啦。
So that in darkness he could not see his own bad deeds.
哦，我们今天有时候也是这样子啊。
And today we might be like that.
自己不好，不改变。
We are bad and we don't want to change.
啊，如果有别人不错的。
And if others are better.
你就巴不得啊，替给对方找出一些问题来。
Then we try to think about what are the weak or bad points about the other.
然后就觉得没关系，我们一样烂哦。
And we feel that we are all in the same boat.
哦，所以啊，我们今天真的要谨慎啊。
Today we should take heed.
不要像该隐。
And not be like Cain.
因为他为了这样子，他把他的兄弟给杀掉了。
Because for this, he murdered his own brother.
我们看回来约翰一书哦。
Let us return to 1 John.
约翰一书的第三章。
1 John chapter 3.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
15.
凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生在他里面。好，那这里啊，这个彼此相爱的命令啊。主耶稣讲了两个条件啊。
And Jesus talks about two conditions to meet the requirement of loving
each other. 第一个就是不可像该隐。
One is not to be like Cain.
第二个就是不可杀人啊。
The second one is not to murder.
啊，这里说啊，恨人的就是杀人啊。
We are told those who hate their brothers are like murderers.
啊，所以啊，凡杀人的就没有永生在他里面啊。
And who is a murderer has no eternal life in them.
啊，我们在这里，所以我们一直讲说啊，基督徒不可以恨人啊。
We as Christians say we cannot.Hold hatred against each other.
有时候我们会生气啊。
Sometimes we are angered.
生气跟恨人是不一样啊。
But anger and hatred are different things.
哦，这个生气是说哇，你有一件事情发生，你的情绪受到影响，所以你生气。
To be angry is when something happens, it affects your emotions, so you become angry.
哦，像我女儿调皮啊，我也会生气啊，打屁股啊。
When my daughter misbehaves, she will see the retribution and I become angry.
但是我生气不代表我恨她。
But when I'm angry, it doesn't mean I hate her.
因为生气是一种人正常的情绪啊。
Because anger is just a natural emotion that we feel as humans.
啊，但是什么叫做恨人？
What then is hatred?
恨人就是不解怨哦，不解怨。
Hatred is to not let go of that negative feeling.
有一件事情发生啊。
If something happens,
你生气了。
And you are angered.
但是你没有找到一个方法来解决你的愤怒。
But you don't find a way to let go of that anger.
哦，所以啊，你不断的把它累积在心里。
So you accumulate this and pile onto this hatred.
日复一日，年复一年啊。
Day after day, year after year.
这就变成恨了。
This becomes hatred.
即使你已经忘记，早就忘记了，为什么你会讨厌这个人
？You might have even forgotten why you hold this negative thoughts toward this person.
但是你只要一看到他，你就很恨他。
But as soon as you see the person, this hatred starts to boil up.
心里面充满了怒气啊。
In your heart, you are filled with this anger.
这叫做恨人啊。
This is what we call to hate.
所以我们今天不要以为，哎呀，我一生气我就恨人啊，不是啊。
So it is not that when we are angry at someone, we hate them.
但是圣经上告诉我们啊。
Still, the Bible says.
可以生气。
It is acceptable to be angry.
但是生气不可以犯罪啊。
But anger should not lead to sin.
生气不可以含怒到日落啊。
And anger should not be kept until sundown.
为什么
？Why？
因为你那个怒气一直累积在心里，一直压缩啊，到最后就变成恨啦。
Because after this anger is compressed and accumulated, it becomes hatred.
哦，所以我们今天如果有怒气跟人起冲突啊
，If today we are angry at someone because of a conflict,
我们必须要想办法去解决啊。
We need to find a way to dissolve this hatred.
我们来看一下马太福音啊。
Let us turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter
5. 的第二十三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 23.
马太福音五章二十三节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 23，
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你还愿，二十四节
24.
就把礼物留在坛前，先去和弟兄和好，再来献礼物。那这里讲的是啊，如果啊你要献祭啊，你要跟你要拿东西来献给神的时候啊
，So if we have something that we want to offer before God，
就你想起来呀、啊，那个弟兄跟你还愿啊，弟兄跟你吵架啊
，We remember that we had a quarrel with our brother。
哦，里面有愤怒在里面啊
，We have hate within。
他说这时候啊，你先不要奉献啊
，We are told first to abstain from offering。
先去把你的问题解决
，Brother， go your way and solve the problem first、
啊。这样子再回来献祭啊，才会蒙喜悦啊。
After that offer and your offering shall be accepted、
哦。所以啊，今天一个人如果来祷告啊
，Today if someone comes to pray before God。
祷告就是献祭嘛，哈。
Because to pray is to offer to God。
今天有人来祷告。
If someone comes before the Lord and pray，
啊，像神啊，神啊，我来了哈。
Saying Lord, I have come。
啊，结果你心里面啊，对某一个人或对某一个人啊，怀了很深的怨恨啊。
But then if we come in this way and have a hatred for someone in our heart，
或者是啊，你跟谁起了一个很大的冲突啊
？Or maybe we have a big misunderstanding with someone。
啊，你这时候啊，这个圣经告诉你啊，不要祷告啊，先不要祷告啊。
The Bible says, wait a minute, don't pray。
先解决你的问题
，But rather solve the problem。
要不然啊，你的祷告不蒙允啊。
Otherwise, your prayer shall not be received。
啊，你在那里祷告说：“主啊，我爱你啊，主啊，我爱你啊。”
You can pray all you want, saying, "Lord, I love you."
啊，在心里面，主啊，我好恨那个人啊。
But in your heart, what you really think is, "Lord, I hate that person."
啊，你要惩罚他。
Please punish them.
让他出去出车祸啊。
Please strike them so that they are in a car accident as they go out.
这种祷告啊，神不悦纳啊。
This sort of prayer is not acceptable to God.
所以，一个蒙神悦纳的祷告
，So a prayer that That is pleasant in God's eyes.
必须要先去解决彼此之间的冲突跟争端啊。
Requires firstly to resolve the interpersonal problems we might have.
所以要怎么样彼此相爱
？How do we love each other？
那在这里那个约翰告诉我们啊。
John tells us.
他说一个彼此相爱就是不要像该隐。
That you love each other means firstly not to be like Cain.
不可以恨人。
Not to hate others.
哦，彼此有冲突。
Not,
如果彼此有冲突。
If we have a mutual misunderstanding.
必须要去解决。
Or a conflict, we need to resolve them.
哦，不要让它存在心里面发酵。
We should not let them become leaven in our heart.
啊，因为这里说啊，凡恨人就是杀人哦。
Because here it says that those who hate are murderers.
杀人就没有永生啊。
And he who is a murderer has no eternal life abiding in them.
我们看回来，约翰一书。
Let us return to 1 John.
第三章。
First John chapter
3. 16节。
Verse 16.
约翰一书第三章十六节。
First John chapter 3 verse 16.
这里说主为我们舍命啊，我们就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。十七节。
17.
啊，凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心怎么能存在他里面呢？十八节。
18.
小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上。然后在行为和诚实上，十九节
，19，
这样就知道我们是属真理的，我们的心在神面前可以安稳。好，那就告诉我们啊，这个相爱要有榜样，要有行动哦。
We're told that in order to love each other, we need action and an example.
那在这里说彼此相爱的榜样是什么
？What is the example for mutual love？
最简单就是学耶稣啊。
The easiest way is to look at Jesus.
耶稣就是我们彼此相爱最好的榜样啊。
Because the Lord Jesus is our best example to show love.
所以如果你不知道怎么爱人
，So if you don't know how to love other
people, 去看四福音
，Then read the four Gospels.
啊，四福音耶稣怎么样爱人，你就照着做就对了啊。
And look the way in which God loves, Jesus loves others, and just follow in His train.
因为在四福音里面是耶稣所留下最好爱人的榜样。
Because the four Gospels are the prime example to love each other.
啊，所以在这里说主为我们舍命啊。
It says here that the Lord gave His life for us.
这就是爱的最高标准的榜样。
This is the highest level and standard for love.
也是我今天主耶稣对我们的期望啊。
And when we think about Jesus' expectation to us.
啊，但是啊，这个爱啊，必须要有三个方面。主耶稣在三个方向让我们看见他的爱啊。
See in three aspects the example that Jesus left us for loving each other.
所以一个真实的爱心啊，它会有三个不同的表现。
So a true love has three different manifestations.
我们看第十八节哦。
Let's see verse 18.
十八节。
18.
小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上。 总要在行为和诚实上。所以在这里告诉我们说啊，真实的、真正的相爱有三个表现。
Verse 18 says that there are three aspects to true love.
第一个叫做言语和舌头哦。
The first is in word and in tongue.
而这里说不要只在言语舌头上。
What it says here is not only in word and in tongue.
哦，不要以为言语跟舌头不重要哦。
But don't think that word and tongue matter not.
言语跟舌头非常重要。
Rather, they have a very important place.
它这里只是强调说不要只用嘴巴。
What this emphasizes is not to remain in the level of speaking about love.
但是嘴巴也很重要。
But what comes out of the mouth is also important.
我们来看一下以赛亚书哦。
Let us turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书第五十章啊
，Isaiah chapter 50,
第四节
，verse 4。
以赛亚书的五十章第四节
，Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4。
以赛亚书五十章第四节
，chapter 50, verse 4。
主神赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语。扶助疲乏的人啊，那这告诉我们说啊，言语重不重要
？So is word important according to this passage?
言语非常的重要。
It is critically important.
言语可以扶持疲乏的人啊。
Because the words that we speak can lift up those who are weak.
所以什么叫做真实的爱心
？So what is true love?
有时候是要从第一，就是要从嘴巴做起啊。
Sometimes we need to start from our words.
那有时候啊，我们啊，行为很多，但是嘴巴不好啊。
It might be the case that our deeds are good, but our words aren't enough.
哦，所以我们觉得说，哎呀，讲的不重要，做的才重要啊。
We say less talk and more walk.
其实不对的。
But this is not the right
notion to have. 言语也非常重要啊。
Because what we talk is very important too.
有时候我们啊很有爱心啊，但是没有智慧啊。
Sometimes we are filled with love, but we lack wisdom.
所以我们行为很好哦，我们那个在想要去帮助别人。但是讲的话却伤害别人啊
Therefore, our deeds are very good, and we help each other out in reality. But the words we say counteract what we do.
啊，有一次啊，有一个很久很久没有来教会的信徒回来聚会了啊。
There was one member who, after a long period of absence, came back to church for service.
很久没有来啦。
And they hadn't come to church for a very long time.
啊，结果啊，刚回来了哦。
So when they came back to the church,
啊，结果那个接待的人啊，非常的高兴啊。
The usher was very happy to see them.
哇，好久没有看到他们，好高兴，终于回来教会了啊。
And they were genuinely rejoicing that this person actually came back to church.
啊，结果啊，这个人来的时候刚好在咳嗽哦。
And when this person came, she happened to be coughing.
啊，结果这个接待的人就讲啊。
So the usher said,
哦，回来了哦。
Oh, you're back.
还知道要回来哦。
At least you know to come back.
生病哦，你怕病死哦，所以才回来哦。
Oh, you are sick and you are afraid. That's why you came back to church.
好，结果听的人啊，心里就很不舒服啦。
So naturally, the person who heard this didn't feel very right.
今天放假，特别赶来教会啊
！Saying today I took a day off to come to church.
啊，结果你讲这种话，转身就走了。
But I do this especially, and I met with these words that you speak. So,
所以啊，你说什么叫做真实的爱心
？So what is true love?
真实的爱心从言语就要开始啦。
True love must start from our speech.
啊，所以你看啊，主耶稣说什么？
So what does the Lord say?
只是说我柔和谦卑啊。
He said, I am humble and gentle.
啊，所以你们要学我。
So learn from me.
所以你看那主耶稣跟人讲话哦。
So when we see the Lord Jesus Christ speaking with others,
真的是用言语扶持软弱的人啊。
He really lifts up the weak with his words.
哦，所以我们今天也是要这样子啊。
Today this is also what we must do.
不要以为言语不重要。
Let us not think that word doesn't matter.
有时候我们讲的一句话可以改变人的一生啊。
Because sometimes a single phrase can change the life of a person.
啊，有一次我在听一个传道在讲啊。
Once I was hearing a preacher speak.
啊，一个传道哦，他说他小时候很调皮啊。
He was telling us how he was very mischievous when he was young.
哇，那个真的在教会里作乱哦。
And he was very misbehaving in church.
是大家都讨厌的小孩啊。
And he was a kid more or less hated or.By everyone.
啊，所以大家都讨厌他。
And everyone was annoyed at the sight of him.
而且宗教教育的老师啊，就有一个老师就讲啊。
So one of the teachers said.
他就说这个小孩啊，没救了 ，hopeless 啊。
This child is hopeless.
啊，但是呢，这时候另外一个宗教教育老师在旁边啊。
But then there was another RE teacher who overheard.
这个宗教教育老师啊，就把这个孩子抱到身边来啊。
So this RE teacher came and hugged this child.
然后他就告诉这个孩子啊。
And they told him.
他说啊。没有人是 hopeless 的哦。
No one is hopeless.
他说主耶稣在你生命当中一定 一定有你的一样工作啊。
Because surely I can tell you that the Lord has a mission for your life.
在主耶稣的眼里，你一定是有价值的。
In the eyes of the Lord, you are very precious.
结果这个孩子就记了这句话，记了很多年啊。
The child actually remembered this phrase for many many years.
到最后啊，真的，他就后来就出来献身做传道了啊。
And in the end, he offered himself to God and became a preacher.
在二十年之后啊，当他回二三十年之后，他回想到他的老师讲的那一句话啊。
And 20-30 years, he still remembered the words of this early teacher.
在他觉得没有人在乎他，没有人要他的时候，这个老师说啊。主耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你啊。
When everyone was saying you have no hope, you are useless, there was a teacher who dared to say the Lord loves you.
哦，这时候他就觉得说我是有价值的。
And he therefore felt that he was valuable.
所以有时候我们的一句话可以改变一个人的一辈子啊。
So it is true, actually true that our words can change the life of a person.
所以爱心从言语开始。
Let our love then start from our words.
有时候我们很有爱心。
Sometimes we have love.
但是我们口无遮拦。
We are loving, but we don't know how to restrain our mouth.
甚至讲话尖酸刻薄啊。
And we speak very harshly and harmfully.
这都是很糟糕的啊。
This is very bad.
有一个老太太啊。
There was once an elderly woman.
一个很好很好的信徒啊。
And she was a very, very good believer.
爱神爱人，常常祷告。
She loved God, she loved men, and also she prayed constantly.
这个对啊，常常啊，帮助教会里需要的人啊。
She helped everyone who was in need in the church.
后来啊，她死掉了。
Then she passed.
他死掉了，然后在死掉以后，他就灵魂就上天堂了。
And after she passed, her spirit ascended unto heaven.
他想说，哎呀，没问题了，我一定可以进天国啊。
She thought, oh, it's okay, I surely can be saved.
你看嘛，我有洗礼啊。
Because firstly, I was baptized.
我有得圣灵啊。
Then I received the Holy Spirit.
我有守道理啊。
I kept the truth.
我有做圣工啊。
I participated in holy work.
我保证进天堂。
Salvation is guaranteed for me.
走到天国的门口哦。
But when she reached the gates of the heavenly kingdom,
真美啊，这就是我的啦。这个里面天堂很美啊。
Oh, she thought, oh, this is beautiful, and this is mine.
结果天使出来啦。
So then an angel came to meet her.
天使说你有没有通行证啊
？Saying, okay, let me see your entry permit.
结果他说这个见证有听过啊，赶快从口袋里。果然掏出一张通行证来啊。
She said, "Oh, I heard the testimony." So she reached for her pocket, and indeed, there was a permit there waiting for her.
结果还不错啊，可以进去了啊。
So she said, "Okay, let's go in."
结果这时候天使突然说，等一下。
So the angel said, "Wait."
奇怪啊，你的衣服怎么这么脏啊
？Why are your clothes so dirty?
你看，哇，这个衣服怎么有一块黑点啊？一个黑斑在上面啊。
She looked down, she saw a stain on her robes.
她说我没有啊，我都是好人啊，我没有犯罪啊。
Saying, "But where does this come from? I'm a good person. I didn't sin."
天使说啊。是啦，你是做了很多圣工啊。
The angel said, "Yes, you did much for the Lord."
但是你嘴巴不好。
But your mouth needs some improvement.
常常聚会。
You go to church all the time.
常常祷告。
You pray all the time.
但是常常骂人。
But you also insult others all the time.
尤其最喜欢骂自己的媳妇。
And you love to insult your daughter-in-law the most.
哇，这讲话很刻薄啊，很尖酸刻薄啊。
Your words are very sharp and very harmful to others.
她是没有恶意啊，习惯性就是我就喜欢这样讲话。
It is not that she meant any harm or evil. She just spoke that way out of habit.
觉得说我又没有做什么，我又没有做什么坏事。
And she felt I didn't do anything bad.
所以但是啊。天使不让他进去啊。
But still the angel will not let her into heaven.
天使说啊，你对你的媳妇有够坏啊。
And she said, you really mistreat your daughter-in-law. Do you know that?
他说没有啊，我对她很好啊。
She said, no, that is not true.
他说你常常对，就是言语上常常伤害她，行为上从来没有，但是嘴巴上常常伤害对方啊。
She said, it is true that physically you never mistreated her, but with your words you hurt her all the time.
所以天使不给她进去啊。
So the angel denied her entry to the heavenly kingdom.
就一直哭，就从天上掉下来了。
So after crying and weeping, she fell down from heaven.
结果那个老太太就活过来了，就已经准备办丧事，又活过来了。
So then during the funeral, she happened to stand up and wake up again.
结果大家吓一跳啊。
So everyone was scared.
他就跟大家讲啊，我刚刚看到，我刚去天国啊，这是天使不给我进去啊。
She then testified saying, "Well, I was in heaven, but the angel wouldn't let me in, so I came back."
言语重不重要？
Is our words important?
主耶稣讲啊，圣经里面主耶稣说哦。
In the Bible, this is what the Lord says.
在审判的那一天啊。
In the day of judgment.
要凭你所口中所说的话，定你有义 或定你为恶啊。
You shall be rewarded or condemned according to the words that you have spoken in your lifetime.
哦，所以啊，不要随便出口啊。
So let us not speak rashly.
啊，在这里说啊，用言语扶持人，帮助人。
Like it says in Isaiah, let us help and lift others up through our words.
因为真正的爱心是从言语跟舌头开始的。
Because real love starts from our words and our speech.
啊，但是接下来呢？
Let's see what's next.
他说啊，还要在行为跟诚实上哦。
But also we need to be loving in deed and in truth.
我们看雅各书啊。
Let us turn to the book of James.
看雅各书。
James.
雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
雅各书的第二章二十二节啊
，James chapter two verse 22。
他说：“可见信心是与行为并行，信心是与他的信心因着行为才得成全。”他二十六节啊
，26。
二十六节，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。哈，他是说啊，一个人如果有信心没有行为啊，啊假的。
We're told that if a person has deeds, has love but no deeds, then that is and not real faith but not deeds then that faith is not true
同时一个人有爱说有爱心没有行为也是假的啊
likewise if a person has love but no deeds of love then that love is not true
我们看一下第刚雅各书的第二章的第十五节哦
let's see James chapter 2 verse 15
雅各书的二章十五节
James chapter 2 verse 15
他说若有弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体缺了日用的饮食十六节
16
你们中间若有人对他说平平安安的去吧愿你们穿得饱穿得暖吃得饱，却不给他身体所需用的，这有什么益处呢？所以啊，一个人啊，如果只是在嘴巴上的爱心啊，骗人的。
If a person only loves through speech, then that is not love.
一个爱心啊，绝对有相跟他一起来的行为。
Because love through speech also has the deeds of love that go in parallel.
你说你很爱一个人
，If you say that you love someone，
但是对方在痛苦当中，你从来不为他祷告。
But when they are suffering, you never pray for them.
啊，这种爱心的假的。
Then this love is fake.
你说你很爱一个人
，If you say you love someone，
但是他在最困难的时候，你从来没有帮助他，假的。
But when they are in deep trouble, you don't help them. Then this love is fake.
因为你的爱心啊，如果你真的爱，你一定会有相负的心。付出的行动啊
！Because if you love, you will also have the deeds of love that match that love.
哦，所以啊，一个有爱心的人一定有行动。
So a person who is loving also has deeds of love.
我们看约翰一书哦，刚刚看回来约翰一书哦。
Let's return to First John.
三章第十七节啊。
Chapter 3, verse 17.
三章的第十七节。
First John chapter 3, verse 17.
这里说，凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏。却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心怎么能存在他里面呢？他告诉我们说，如果一个人啊，看见别人很痛苦、很辛苦啊
，We're told that if someone sees another person in suffering，
却从来不帮助
，But never ever extends a hand of help，
从来没有怜悯
，Never shows any mercy。
他说，爱神的心不在他里面啊。
It here says that the heart of loving God is not in them。
所以今天要爱人，一定有行动。
Therefore, when we love, we must have action。
哦，你看到别人有需要，你一定会帮助。
When we see others in need, we will help them.
啊，但是在这里有一个先决条件哦。
But before this, there is a prerequisite.
他这里说，凡有世上财物的哈。
It says if someone has the world's goods.
就是你本身有足够。
That is to say, you have enough for yourself.
你就可以去帮助别人。
Then you can go help others.
啊，如果你自己都吃不饱了。
But if yourself cannot be filled.
啊，那个时候你要先照顾好自己。
You need to first take care of yourself.
啊，我曾经看到有一个信徒哦。
I once knew a believer.
啊，这个信徒，你说他很有爱心吗？他是真的很有爱心啊。
If you say whether he or she is loving, I tell you the answer is yes.
一个弟兄哦。
This is a brother.
我的弟兄啊，常常去访问啊。
And this brother went out on visitations constantly.
啊，结果哇，访问了，哇，你好可怜哦，你好可怜哦。
Saying, oh, I really pity you.
啊，结果就把所有的钱全部给对方啊。
So he would give his money to the other person who was in need.
身上所有的钱全部给对方。
He would give all his money to the person.
这个月的薪水也全部给对方。
He would give his entire salary for the month to the person.
啊，结果回家以后，太太说啊，这个月的房租呢
？So when he went home, the wife would ask, "How do we pay for the mortgage?"
没有钱了，我全部去做爱心了。
Said, "Oh, we have no money left. I gave it all to other people who needed it."
要做爱心，要有爱心啊。
And he would encourage his wife, saying, "We should be loving." And show love to others.
这叫不正常啊
！But this is
这是不正常的事情啊！你不要以为这是爱心很大，这不正常啊！
This is not great love. This is abnormal sort of love.
因为这里讲啊，说凡有哈，你有多的，有世上财物的，你再去帮助别人啊。
Because here it says whoever has the world's goods, and then he can help others.
啊，总是自己，你要先照顾好自己的家人。
You need to first take care of your own family.
照顾自己的家庭。
Take care of your own family members.
再有多的再去帮助别人。
And if you have any excess, then use that to help others.
你可以省一点。
You can be more frugal.
哦，省一点钱，然后去帮助别人，可以的。
Save some so that you can use your savings to help others. That is.
但是你绝对不能不管自己的家人，把钱然后全部都拿去帮助别人，不可以的，不正常。
But you cannot give your back to your family and help others generously. This is not normal.
我曾经认识一个人啊。
I once knew a person.
哇，那这个是这个一个太太啊。
And she was a lady actually.
她很喜欢听那个什么看或听那个。电视上的宗教节目哦，基督教节目哦。
She would like to hear the televangelists religious programs on TV.
哦，那个节目常常会最后面都讲说，哎呀，你寄钱来，我帮你祷告，神就会让你有福气呀。
And in the end, the televangelists would encourage people saying, offer money, and I shall pray for you, and the blessings of heaven shall be showered down upon you.
你寄钱来，我帮你祷告；不寄钱，我不帮你祷告。
If you pray, if you give me money, I shall pray for you. Otherwise, I won't.
哦，结果这个女士啊，这个太太啊，哇，她因为她生活。很苦哦。
So this lady had a tough life.
她一直希望说，哇，最好有福气啊，那个最好哇，神赐福从天上掉钱下来啊。
And she really longed for the blessing of the Lord, maybe money being rained down from heaven.
哇，所以她把家里的钱全部都寄到那些电台去啦。
So she is send all her money to this TV channel.
不是一两百哦。
It is not a couple of hundred.
都是两三千这样在寄的哦。
But in the thousands.
啊，结果她先生很生气啊，家里全部钱没有多少钱，全部被她寄走了。
The husband was very upset because all the money they have was gone.
然后她就跟她先生吵架。
She then got into a fight with her
husband. 你不懂啊，我寄去他会帮我祷告哎。
Saying you don't understand, that person will pray for us.
我们就会发大财哎。
And we will become millionaires.
啊，不但把自己的钱全部寄走啊。
So not only she transfer all her money.
还偷偷背着他先生在外面借了好几万啊，然后就寄去借钱去寄给那些电台啊。
But in the bag of the husband, he borrowed tens of thousands to offer to this televangelist.
这个正常吗
？Is this normal?
这个不正常啊。
It is not.
他先生因为这样子对基督教非常的反感啊。
And because of this, her husband had a very, very bad impression of Christianity.
哦，所以啊，这个做爱心不是这个样子的、啊。
This is not what love is about.
更不会有说什么哦，你寄钱我才要帮你祷告啊。
And even less, you give me money and I pray for you.
这个叫做啊，以金钱当作得利啊。赚钱的方法而已啊。
This is to seek one's own monetary gain through the piety of others.
哦，如果有任何人告诉你哦。
So if anyone tells you,
哎，我帮你祷，那个你给我钱，我帮你祷告。
Give me money and I will pray for you.
这种都是假的，骗人的。
All this is fake and it's deceit.
我有时候听到有。认识一些不同教派的朋友、哦、
I have several friends who are from other Christian denominations.
他们都跟我说、啊、那个牧师是有价码的、哦、
And they tell me that their preachers charge a certain price.
哇、哦，那个道那个什么到你家多少钱啊？要去你家多少钱
？That is to say, the rate to visit your home is so much.
祷告多少钱
？To pray for you is this other rate.
啊，按手还要另外加钱。
And to lay hands on you is yet another rate.
啊，最后还要送一个车马费。
And also you have to pay for trouble.
啊。哦，所以啊，那个都有一个名，都有一个价码哈、哦，有一个价格表的、啊。
So there is this list of prices.
我告诉你啦，如果任何人要跟你收钱啊，来帮你祷告，这都是骗人的、啊。
I tell you that if anyone charges you to pray for you, that's all fake.
那、啊、主耶稣从来没有跟人家收钱的、啊。
The Lord never charged anyone for anything.
使徒也从来没有跟人家收钱的、
啊。Nor did the apostles.
所以牧师传道也不可以跟人家收钱的、啊。
So the pastors and preachers cannot do that either.
那、啊、在这里告诉我们啊
，This is what we are told here.
他说啊，如果你有世上的财物啊
，If you have the world's riches.
啊，这时候啊，你看见弟兄穷乏，你要帮助他、啊。
And you see a brother in need, you have to help.
啊，但是这是什么？这是你有能力的状况哦。
But this is under the premise that you have the power to help.
哦、啊，所以圣经上告诉我们啊。
Therefore, the Bible says.
他说：“你手若有行善的力量
，If your hand has the power to do good,
那你要帮助那个有需要的人哦。
Then help others.
但是它的前提是你有那个能力啊。
But the premise is that you have this.” Ability to help.
啊，当然你说啊，我没有能力啊。
You say I can't. I I'm unable.
为什么？因为我每天都要出去吃馆子啊。
Why? Because I go out to eat every day.
哇，我每天都要常常去常常出去玩啊。
And I need to travel across the world.
啊，我要常常做 spa.
I need to go to the spa.
哇，我要买这个，我要买那个啊。
I need to buy this and that.
啊，所以啊，不行啊，我手没有行善的能力啊。
So I am unable to do good.
啊，那我没话说，你自己去跟神讲，跟我没关系啊。
If you want to say that, you know what is the heart of the matter, and it's between you and God.
哦，但是如果你有那个能力。
But if you are able to help,
那、啊、你真的哈、啊，就说你若有行善的能力，你要帮助人啊。
And when you see someone in need, please help.
他、啊、说啊，帮看见弟兄穷乏，你怎么可以塞住你怜悯的心呢
？How can you shut out your heart of mercy when you see a brother in need？
那、啊、除了这个财务上、物质上的帮助以外啊
，Apart from the help we can provide financially and materially，
还有另外一种你要帮助别人的、啊。
There is also something else in which we should help others。
就是如果你在道理上长进
，If we have grown in the truth，
你在信仰上有认识
，And we have knowledge of our faith，
你知道得救的道路
，You know the way to salvation。
你怎么可以不跟别人分享呢
？How can you not share this insight with others？
你在信仰上是富足的
，If you are wealthy in spirit。
圣经了解
，and you understand the Bible，
得救道路明白
，you know the way to salvation，
叫圣经里面神的吩咐你有认识
，you also know the commandments that are written in the Bible，
你看到你的弟兄穷乏
，and then you see your brother lacking，
什么叫弟兄穷乏
？What do we mean by lacking？
去教会不懂道理
，the brother goes to church but can't understand the truth，
想得救不知道方法
，he wants to save but doesn't know the road，
想改变没有力量
，he wants to change but doesn't have the strength，
信耶稣仍然活在黑暗里面。
He believes in the Lord but still dwells in darkness.
这个叫做穷乏的弟兄啊。
This is a brother in need.
当你有这个能力的时候，你要看，你要帮助他。
When we have the strength and the power, we need to help this brother.
把道理介绍给他。
To introduce him to the truth.
引领他来教会。
To guide him to church.
介绍神得救的道路。
To present to him the road of salvation.
这个才叫做真正的爱心啊。
This is true love.
什么叫我们有时候常在讲什么叫爱心
？All the time we question what is love.
我们觉得啊，捐钱就是爱心嘛。
We think that donating money is love.
哦，那个你看有这么多慈善机构。
Just go out and see how many charities there are out there.
哦，这个什么那个 Red Cross 那个红十字会啊。
There is the Red Cross, for example.
啊，什么 World Vision 世界展望会啊。
There is the World Vision.
哦，有这么多，哎呀，我们也要来做个慈善啊。
So we think everyone is doing charity, why not us?
错啦。
But this is wrong.
人家那个是专。
What people are doing, they are doing professional.
他们是专业慈善啊。
They are professional charity.
哦，就像那个比尔盖茨的基金会啊。
Just like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
哦，那个是职业，那是 professional 的专业做善事的、啊。
That is a profession. It's a full-time job to do charity.
所以那个是他们的 specialty 啊，他们的专长。
It is their specialty, their expertise.
你的专长是什么
？But what is your expertise?
那搞清楚你的专长。
You have to know what you specialize in.
你有别人没有的。
What do you have that others don't?
圣经里面的真理啊。
It is the truth in the Bible.
怎么样洗礼
？How we should be baptized?
必须要求圣灵。
How we should pray for the Holy Spirit?
怎么样得救
？How to be saved?
这是你有别人没有的、啊。
It's something that you possess that others don't.
所以你要做慈善吗
？So do you want to dedicate your time to charity?
你要把那个真正的善，你真正的爱心，真正的善行，就是把这个道理传给别人啊。
If you want to show true love and true charity in the Spirit, then preach the word to others.
因为这个是别的那种慈善基金会没有办法做的、啊。
Because it is something that the other charities are far, far away from.
就是让人认识耶稣。
It is to lead people into the knowledge of Jesus Christ.、
哦、所以啊，当你有了这些能力，有了财富，你要帮助那个需要的人。
So we are equipped with this power and this possession, we should help others.
我们看回来约翰一书第三章啊、哦。
Let's return to 1 John chapter 3, verse 18.
约翰一书第三章第十八节
First John chapter 3 verse 18
他这里说小子们啊你们相爱不要只在言语舌头总要在行为和诚实上好所以在这里告诉我们啊相爱有三点
We are told about three points for true love
言语
First is word
第二行为
Second is deed
第三诚实
The third is a truth or honesty
啊其实他这原本不是讲诚实啊
But honesty is not truly the right way to translate
这里讲的是真理哦 truth 哦讲真理啊
For example AKJV says truth
啊所以啊这个真正的相爱的条件哦
，so the condition for true love，
你必须要在言语上能够扶持人
，is that we need to lift others up in their weakness，
你要在行为上真正帮助人
，help others also through our deeds，
但是你必须要。说要在真理之内行爱心啊
！But all of this needs to be done within the confines of the truth.
所以这个爱心必须要有真理做原则的、啊。
Therefore, the truth is the guiding principle for our love.
我们看腓立比书的第一章啊。
Let us turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书一章的第九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9。
腓立比书一章九节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9。
他说：“我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和见识上多而又多。”第十节。
Ten。
使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。哈，这里说啊，行爱心啊，要在知识和见识上增长啊。
Here it says our love should be in the growth of knowledge and discernment.
所以行爱心一定有一个标准的，有原则的。
So love has a principle and a guideline.
就是以真理做原则啊。
And this guideline is the truth.
有时候我们行爱心，但是没有真，没有道理的啊。
Sometimes our love doesn't carry the truth in it.
所以有时候我们对孩子很好哦。
So sometimes we treat our kids very well.
爱孩子。没有道理叫做溺爱啊。
To love our children without the guiding principle of the truth, it's negative love.
我们今天要spoil 了哈。
It's to spoil our children.
我们今天要大家父母亲，因为孩子少，所以父母亲都很爱孩子啊。
Because today there are people don't have as many children, parents tend to spoil their children.
所以有时候我们那个在传道者在讨论的时候啊。
Sometimes when the preachers discuss the best way to raise a child.
就有的传道在讲啊。
Or some preachers when they're talking.
他说啊，聚会人数要多啊，要从孩子做起啊。
They say if we want a large membership, we should start from the kids.
怎么说呢
？So why do we say this?
如果小孩说我要去教会
，Because if the children say to the parents, let's go to church.
全家都出动，全家都来了。
And the whole family is mobilized and comes to church.
如果小孩说我不要去教会
，If the child and family says I don't want to go to church.
全家都留在家里陪他。
Then the whole family is grounded at home.
他说我们现在的社会啊，是以孩子为中心的社会啊。
So today our society is child based.
爱孩子。很好啊
，It is good to love.
但是这种爱法是没有道理的，没有真理在里面的。
This sort of love doesn't have the truth in it.
所以啊，在这里说啊，我们爱必须要在道理、在真理上面啊。
Here we are told our love should be in the confines of the truth.
必须要以真理做原则啊。
And it needs to be guided by the truth.
来带领我们的下一代。
In this way to raise up our next generation.
那这才是真正的爱啊。
Because this is true love.
你说你很爱他。
You say you love your children.
我的小孩说，我要留在家里看电视，我不要去教会。
So your children say.I want to stay home and watch TV, not go to church.
你很爱他。
And you love them.
好，你在家里没有关系。
You say, okay, stay at home.
每个礼拜都在家里。
Okay, I'll let you stay at home every week.
看电视。
Just watch TV.
结果等他长大以后啊。
But then when they grow up.
长大以后啊，人生当中没有信仰啊。
And they have no faith, no spirituality in the life.
在长大以后啊，没有神啊，不认识神啊。
They don't know God at all when they grow up.
结果生命当中没有神，没有恩典。
And the life they have no God, no mercy, no grace.
到最后没有永生的盼望。
And in the end, they don't have even the hope of salvation.
问你是真的爱他吗
？I ask you, did you really love them？
所以我们今天要问自己一个问题啊。
So let us ask ourselves this
我们爱人到底有没有按照真理而行啊
？Do we love others through the guidelines of the truth？
你知道在原本啊使徒教会里面啊只有一种洗礼的方式啊
？Originally in the book of Acts there is only one method of baptism。
就是大水洗礼啊。
Which is baptism in living water。
这在早期的教会文献里面都记得非常清楚啊。
In the documents that record the happenings of the early church is very clear。
但是啊什么时候开始有这个洒水礼的、
So when did the teaching of sprinkling come about?
是在使徒教会的后期啊，很后面啊。
It is at the ending of the apostolic church.
有一个老先生啊。
There was an elderly man.
年纪很大，身体很差。
Who was very old and weak and sickly.
他想信耶稣啊。
He wanted to believe in
the Lord. 结果那个时候刚好是冬天啊，很冷啊。
That time it happened to be winter.
结果啊，老先生啊，也不知道这个身体太差，也不知道能不能活到下一次洗礼啊。
So because this elderly person was so weak, he didn't know whether he would survive the winter until warmer weather.
但是这个水又很冷啊，又怕他会冷啊。
But still, in winter, people were afraid that the water might be too cold.
所以那时候的人啊，哇，很有爱心啊，信徒很有爱心啊。
So the people display a lot of love to this elderly member.
所以他们就发明了点水礼啊。
So they invented and concocted sprinkling baptism.
这样子就不用下水啦，这样子就不怕冷啦。
So in this way, you save the trouble through going through being cold and being wet.
但是有没有圣经根据
？But is this biblically based?
没有关系啦，这是爱心呐，爱心呐。
Oh, doesn't matter. It is out of love that we.
有时候人的爱心就是这样啊。
Sometimes the love of men is like this.
讲爱不讲道理的。
They speakabout love but not the truth.
这没有道理的爱啊，在神眼里啊，不是真正爱心啊。
And if love is not guided by truth in God's love, this cannot be called love.
好了，那个老人家哦，被你点水了。
So this elderly man, okay, was sprinkled by you.
哦，你很有爱心了，你怕他会冷啊。
So you were loving, you were afraid that they might be cold.
结果你害他不能进天国啊。
But because of you, he cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom.
请问这是不是真的爱心
？I ask you, did you show love to him?
你很爱你的孩子啊。
You love your children.
所以你让他自由选择啊，可以不要来教会啊。
So you give them the free choice of coming to church or not.
长大以后不认识神啊。
When they grow up and do not know God.
请问你到底有没有爱他
？I ask you, did you love your child?
所以爱心一定有真理做原则的、啊。
Therefore, love is always bound by the truth.
所以在这里，约翰说爱心有三点。
Here, John talks about three points of love.
言语
，word，
行为
，deeds，
还要真理做标准。
And also the truth at the standard.
哦，这样子的爱心才是真正符合神的要求的、啊。
Only this love is a according to God's requirements.
所以我们今天在彼此相爱哦，在爱弟兄姐妹也是一样啊。
Today, when we are loving to our brothers and sisters,
爱弟兄姐妹不是用我们自己的立场跟想法。
It is not that we can love according to our own perspective and methods.
而是以神的真理做标准。
But rather guided through the standard of the principle of God's truth.
所以在教会里面做决定的时候啊。
So when in church we made decisions.
不要把太多个人的感受放在里面啊。
Let us not put too much of our own sentiments in it.
哇，两边起冲突啊！啊，两个人起冲突啊
！So if there are two people who have gotten into a conflict,
啊，你是福州人，我只帮福州人。
And because one of them is Fujianese, and you're Fujianese, you help only the Fujianese.
我管你对不对，我就是要帮你啊
！I don't care if you're right, I'm on your side.
哇，你是台湾人，我也是台湾人。
And if you're Taiwanese, oh, I happen to be Taiwanese too.
啊，我也只是帮你啊
！So I root for you.
这是对的吗
？Is this right?
你看，我很爱你，所以我帮你。
Look, I am helping you because I love you, right?
没有道理。
This is completely unreasonable.
不是真的爱心啊。
It is not based on the truth, and it is not true love.
所以真正的爱心是照真理。
So true love is always guided by the truth.
所以我们今天在教会里面处理事情啊。
Today, when we deal with matters in the church,
不要把那种个人那种个人的情感啊，个人的感受啊，把它加到里面去啊。
Let us not add to the mix our own emotions and feelings.
要讲理啊。
But rather be rational.
因为在这里讲说，真正的爱心一定是知识。见识上面长进的啊
，because as we read, true love needs to be growing in knowledge and
discernment. 如果能够这样子做到啊
，if we can reach this,
言语上帮助人
，to help others through our words,
行为上帮助人
，to help others through our deeds,
并且能够真理上按照神的要求来帮助人
，and also according to God's requirement, the truth help others.
那在这里说啊，神就要赐福给你啊
，then we are told that God will bless us.
第三章的第二十一节啊
，chapter 3 verse 11.
三章的二十一节
，chapter 3 verse 11.
他这里说：“亲爱的弟兄们啊，如果这样啊，你的心不会责备自己，就可以在神面前坦然无惧了哈。”他这里告诉我们说啊，我们如果能真正实行真正的爱心啊
，so we can truly love each other。
他说啊，你在神面前呢、啊、就坦然无惧了。
Then we have no fear before God。
为什么坦然无惧
？Why？
雅各书说啊，怜悯像审判夸胜啊。
The book of James says that mercy boasts over judgment。
一个人真正有爱心。
If a person has true love,
一个人真正能够在真理按照神的道理来爱人
，If a person truly can love and others through the guidelines of the truth,
这个人会得救啊
，Then this person shall be saved.
审判大日不怕的
，He need not fear the judgment day.
要离开世间了，很安稳呐、啊、
，And when they depart from this world, they do so in peace.
世人都很怕离开世界，很怕死啊
，People are afraid of death of departure from this world.
但是一个真正的基督徒是不怕死的、啊、
，But a person who is a true Christian doesn't fear death.
因为他很清楚死后要面对什么、啊、
，Because they know what awaits them after death.
他很有把握死后要接受什么、啊、
They have a guarantee of what shall be after death.
所以是欢喜离开世界啊。
Therefore, they depart from this world in joy.
为什么
？Why?
因为他知道，当他人生离开世界之后啊。
Because they know that when they end their life in this world.
当他面对最后的审判。
When they are faced with the final judgment.
坦然无惧面对主啊。
They are without any fear.
所以我们要问问自己啊。
So let us ask ourselves today.
在这个最后要面对审判的时候啊。
When we at our the end of our lives, we are faced with the final judgment.
有些人是战兢恐惧啊。
Some people do so in fear and trembling.
但有些人是坦然无惧啊。
Yet others with no fear or regret.
你要哪一种？
Which one,
你希望你最后面对神的时候用哪种心情
？What attitude do you want to have when you face the final judgment?
真实的爱心。
When it comes to the true love,
起初的命令
when it comes to the commandments from the beginning,
最后能让你坦然无惧面对主
in the end, they shall lead us to face God without any fear,
能够丰丰富富进神国
but rather enter into the heavenly kingdom in abundance.
这是谁的选择？这是一个选择。
This is an option we have.
你自己选。
And the choice is yours.
我们一起唱诗哦。
Let's sing hymn.
我们唱诗六十三首。
63。 Last verse.
主主真意说明他心的爱人不过此生虽有不能他的转念把水走
天者
三者者
Please be seated.
我们要一起来做上午聚会结束的祷告。
We'll now make the concluding prayer for the morning.
我们在祷告当中啊，哎，真的求主耶稣啊，让我们学习要有爱心啊。
We pray, let us truly ask God to teach us what love is.
因为这爱心是需要学的。
Because love is something we should learn.
啊，爱心是需要成长的。
It is something that should grow constantly.
爱心是需要有智慧的。
Love needs wisdom.
啊，所以爱心不是只是一种热忱呐。
It is not just a fervor or a zeal.
啊，保罗告诉我们啊，求主让我们在知识上面啊。在爱心的知识上面要长进啊！
Paul tells us and asks us to learn and to grow in the learning of our love and
knowledge. 啊，是我们真正知道怎么样去爱一个人啊！
So we truly know how to love others.
啊，我们在祷告，我们在，所以我们在祷告当中特别为啊一些病痛的、软弱的来代祷哦。
We pray, let us please keep in mind those who are weak and have health problems.
啊，我们帮陈锦珍呢，锦珍姐妹代祷哦。
Let us pray for Sister 陈锦珍。
啊，她的身体有些病痛哦。
She has some health issues.
啊，我们继续帮逸婷哦，薛逸婷啊代祷哦。
Let us also continue praying for 薛逸婷。
啊，她已经出院了一阵子，但是状况不是很好哦。
She has been discharged from the hospital, but still she is weak.
啊，然后帮Chinatown Justin 啊，我们这个小弟兄代祷哦。
Let's also pray for Brother Justin from Chinatown.
啊，现在状况又比较好，他的脚状况又比较好。
His leg is somewhat better now.
啊，但是我们真的求主耶稣能够施恩看顾哦。
But we need to ask the Lord to continue watching and helping him.
我们想说，如果这是我们自己的孩子
think about it if he was your own son.
如果这是我们自己的家人
if they were your own family.
你会用什么样的心情来帮他们祷告哦？
With what sort of heart would you pray for them?
啊，同时也为Bowen Park 教会的Francisco Macias 一个弟兄代祷哈。
Let us also pray for Brother Francisco Macias from Bolingport Church.
啊，也是癌症哦。
Who has been diagnosed with cancer?
啊，我们也是求耶稣哦，真的施恩惠啦，啊，施有他的恩惠跟怜悯哦。
We ask God to show them His mercy and His grace.
好，我们请一起到前面来祷告。
Let us also please come forward to pray now.